This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Welcome to the program Warning with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. Today, Dr. Hansen's message was recorded at Faith Tabernacle Pentecostal Church of God in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hosted by Pastor Cynthia Eggers. Recorded April 28, 2024. The title of his message is Attack on Our Free Speech and Freedom. Today is part two. Let us continue where we left off yesterday.
There's more Christians that have been killed in this generation than all the generations combined. This is coming to America. Golda Meir. She served as Minister of Labor, Foreign Minister, and the fourth Prime Minister of Israel. She said, "We were born Palestinians." What was all this before the area of the First World War when Britain got the mandate over Palestine? What was Palestine then? Palestine then was the area between the Mediterranean and the Iraqi border. Eastern West Bank was Palestine. I'm a Palestinian from 1921 to 1948. I carried a Palestinian passport. There was no such thing in this area as Jews and Arabs and Palestinians, or only Jews and Arabs. Today's Arabs that they call Palestinians, they didn't exist. They were Jews and Arabs. The Jews have been in Jerusalem since 1200 BC, long before Islam was created in 610. Now follow me. I'm showing you the lies that the world is listening to, but the facts dispute it. But they don't want to hear facts. They don't want absolute truth. The Jews were in Jerusalem since 1200 BC, long before Islam was created in 610 AD, which is over 1800 years after the Jews had already been living in Israel, including what they called occupied territories. The reality is Jerusalem belongs to God. 2 Chronicles 6:6. Yes, I've chosen Jerusalem that my name may be there, and I've chosen David to be over my people. 2 Chronicles 33:4, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. Isaiah 52:1, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Isaiah 1:26, Jerusalem, the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Isaiah 29:1, woe to Jerusalem, the fireplace of God. Isaiah 31:9 says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 3:17, and at that time Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered to it in the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. Zechariah 12:2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of poison, drunkenness to all surrounding people when they lay siege against it. Zechariah 12:3. I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all people. All who would heave it away will be cut in pieces. The real problem is mankind is witnessing a clash of spiritual kingdoms with Jerusalem in the bullseye. Heaven versus hell, Jesus versus Satan, religions versus the relationship with God. Jerusalem has always been, throughout history, been the reason for fighting. Whether it's the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Crusaders, the Turks, the British Empire, each has had problems controlling Jerusalem. Only when Jews have controlled Jerusalem has there been peace. Because God gave it to them. He assigned it to them to be his caretaker. Jerusalem belongs to God. Jerusalem is a holy place to the Jews. It's mentioned 669 times in the 667 times in the Old Testament, 139 times in the New Testament, 806 times in the Bible. In the Quran, Jerusalem is not mentioned once. The real plan of Hamas is to kill every Jew and every Christian on earth. It's in their charter. They've turned down a five-state, two-state solution twice. Five times they were offered two states, Israel and the Palestinians. They turned it down. In their charter, they want to kill every Jew and every Christian second. First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. They don't want a two-state solution. They are sworn to kill every Jew. When they attacked and did the atrocities, 70% of the Palestinians, 70% of the people were having parties, rejoicing, dancing, singing, backing it. They're not innocent. Let's get back to an animal mind. The horrific, animalistic, demonic actions against the Jewish people on October 7, 2023 are a foretaste of the Great Tribulation and demonstrates how men can turn into animals. No longer operating with a human mind. Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Mao Zedong, and on, Hamas. How could, under Hitler, with the advice of Muslims, the leaders of Muslims, they stripped the skin off the Jews, they made leather bags out of them, tortured them, killed them, raped them, dehumanized them, demonized them, slaughtered them. No mercy, no grace, but an animal mind. Man's capacity for evil is once again on full display with this latest attack. The world witnessed Hamas hatred from hell itself against fellow human beings. Whether it be Jews, Americans, or Palestinians living in Gaza, Hamas used them as human shields and threw their political opponents off the buildings. Whoever went against Hamas politically, they killed. Homosexuals, they killed. But in America, how can homosexuals march in demonstrations with Hamas? If they went to the Arab countries, they'd be killed. Because our universities right now are run by communists and Islamics, teaching an anti-Christ, anti-American mentality. Since April 2020, I've had 25 prophetic dreams. They all involve civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. We have seen civil unrest relentlessly through America since the dream. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Hamas protest, led by Islamic and communist professors who are terrorists themselves. BLM, a Marxist covering. Black Lives, they don't care about black lives, it's a Marxist covering to overthrow the Republic. Antifa, to overthrow the Republic. Hamas, to bring down America. When President Trump was in office, we witnessed sheer hatred against him, his followers, and conservative Supreme Court justices. One can smell the toxic hatred in America exhibited by liberals, especially those in Congress today. The double standard of justice now in the United States and America is clear even for a blind man to see. Daniel 2:31 through 38, I won't read it all. The image head was of fine gold, its chest and arms silver, its belly, thighs bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron, partly clay. History reveals to us that these four beast empires were the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greco-Mediterraneans, the Macedonians, and Romans. These four empires were led by men with the heart of a beast as they slaughtered people. They committed horrible atrocities. World War I, World War II, even right to today. Even without a world war, all over the world, Christians being slaughtered. Africa, Islamics slaughtering Christians. Daniel 4, 13 through 16. Verse 16 says, and let his heart be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of a beast, and let him 7 years pass over him. God turns you over to the heart of a beast. Let him be given the heart of a beast. If we continue to reject the word of God, that's offending, grieving the Holy Spirit. You continue to reject, 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 reject. You can do sin and there's no more conviction. The Holy Spirit's left. These people have rejected the way they were made in the image of God and have turned into an animal. Nebuchadnezzar repented. He lifted up his eyes, called on the real God. Nebuchadnezzar lived like a wild beast, no longer with the heart of a man. So the Babylonian system has continued with leaders with the minds of wild animals. The Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Europeans, Hitler, Mussolini, have all been cursed to be led by men who no longer have a human heart, but that of a savage animal. Can we see what's going on today? Can we understand what's going on? They're trying to topple the government of all nations and moving us into this new world order. That's why open borders everywhere. Donald Trump doesn't want it. Conservative Christians don't want it. We want an America. We're in a spiritual battle. If we don't rise up, only the church can stop it. Because we got too much of the church backslidden in America. The mainline church is under the Communist Manifesto that denies the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They ordain homosexuals, bring in drag queens. They're not going to stop it. They're part of judgment. The other half of the church, which we belong to, how many people really long and thirst after God? Yes, in our statement of faith, we believe in the baptism, they might say. But yet, many of them aren't baptized and they don't care. They're lukewarm. And God said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Again, April 2020, 25 dreams I've had. Civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. Now, my background, as you know, is in law enforcement, etc. Strategic Air Command, in the military, felony crime, SWAT team, president of the Fellowship of Christian Peace Officers over the FBI, CIA, U.S. Marshals, Secret Service. They're trying to topple the Republic right now. Only the church can stop this insanity. If we can have the church rise up and be what it's supposed to be, salt and light. Get them into the stadiums, Eagle Saving Nations. Go to my website, worldministries.org. Join today. We've got to get back to Pentecost where the church is filled with the power of God. An invasion. Civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. 10 to 15 million illegal aliens right now. I would call that an invasion. Do you know Hamas and Hezbollah and others are in here now? The cartels and others are in here right now. 10 to 15 million people walking through the borders, many military age, many warriors, many Chinese military age. We have an invasion going on. What you saw in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the Gaza, 1 mile from the Gaza, where they wiped out that kibbutz. I have been there twice, that very kibbutz. I've shown your pastors the pictures. I know the president who lives there of the European, of the Jewish United Council, World Council, who was a member of the Knesset. I've been in his home twice. They wiped it out. They killed women and children. I read it to you. They killed his son, who was 41 years old. He hid and escaped. No compassion, no mercy. Just slaughter men, women, and children. Just decapitate them. Children. They turn into an animal. That is the same demonic hatred they have for you. And they're flooding in. Civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. You're going to see civil war. Only the church can stop it. Church in America, in this condition, won't stop it. They're too concerned about the time and going out to their buffet. When they get desperate, like in Bogota, where they can stay from morning to night for 4 straight days. Because they've lost already a lot of their freedom. They're desperate. I prophesied 9/11. I was on television. I was interviewed right after that. When they all went into the cathedral to pray. Remember, 2 or 3 weeks, people were afraid. So the movie stars, the politicians, and the religious leaders went in to pray. And they interviewed me on a 2-hour talk show, syndicated. Dr. Hansen, you prophesied 9/11. What do you think about this prayer? I said, it's a prayer of blasphemy. He said, what do you mean? Religious leaders of all forms are praying to which God? Movie stars, they're not repenting of X-rated movies and pornography. And who are the politicians praying to? This is sheer hypocrisy. They're not turning to Jesus Christ in repentance. And God said 1,000 times more than died in 9/11 will die before a real revival breaks out. Yeah, theoretically, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Theoretically. But all through the Bible, all through history, until we're in crisis, until blood flows. Blood had to flow in Israel time and time and time again after they went in slavery. For they really cried out to God. And people were praying all along. They stood in the gap all along. It didn't matter. They went into slavery too. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all of them. Jeremiah, they all went into slavery. Even though they stood in the gap. Unless repentance came, they lost their freedoms. We're screaming for the church to wake up. But I'll tell you frankly, I believe millions are going to have to die before the church gets serious. I'm just telling you the truth. I hope I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, come on, let's wake up the church. I'm screaming. Others are screaming. Watch them watch the time to get out the door. The government of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what it takes. The Holy Spirit is a person. A person. You know, people that want to deny the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they don't. One thing is the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin. He leads you. He guides you. He's your counselor. He gives you visions and dreams and other things. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you deny that, can you know God? There's no doubt you're grieving the Holy Spirit. I question it. Because the other side that denies it and tolerates every form of sin and homosexuality, drag queens and churches, do they know God? Can they know God? Are we together? It's a serious question. If you don't care about the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, don't even try to represent me until you're baptized. Can you know God if you deny it? If you say, I don't need it. I don't think you can be led by the Holy Spirit. I think you're led by your own vanity, your philosophy, your imaginations, and your intelligence. Isaiah 63:10, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy. And he fought against them. The Holy Spirit is not a force in it or a second-class God. The Holy Spirit is vital to know, serve, and obey the Great Commission. Charged by Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has feelings, can be sad, angry, and insulted. Acts 7:51, Israel resists the Holy Spirit. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised, and hardened ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Hebrews 10:29, how much more worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sacrificed as a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Matthew 12:31, therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. The person of the Holy Spirit has intentions, gives direction, loves, testifies, teaches, showing his willingness, prays. Nehemiah 9:20, you also gave your good spirit to instruct them. To instruct them. John 15:26, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you, the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Acts 13:2, and they ministered, worshiping the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, separate to me Mr. Barnabas and Saul for the work which I've called them. I rely totally on the Holy Spirit when I go to places. I get a word from the Holy Spirit. I give it. It comes to pass. I meet with the government. And inside the parliament, sometimes God gives a word. Shows sin. I demand, rely totally on the Holy Spirit, or I don't have a ministry. Romans 8:26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession, which groanings cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to his will. The Holy Spirit has been there from the beginning. Genesis 1, 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost part of God has been there from the beginning. You deny it. Do you know God? I don't think you do. Revelation 22, 17, the Spirit and Bride said, come, let him who hears say, come, let him who thirsts say, come, whoever desires, let him take the water freely. Now, we could go on and on. I just taught for 4 days in Columbia, all day. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a great awakening. We have to have a great awakening. They're trying to topple the republic. They're trying to take away your freedoms. They're trying to take us into tyranny. We've got to have a great awakening. Yes, we put in the best people into office. But those people, unless they're like Abraham Lincoln that recognized sin brought this problem in America and calls for repentance of sin, repentance of alternate lifestyles. That's what Trump has to do if he wants to stop judgment. If not, he'll only delay the toppling of the republic a little while, but judgment will fall anyway. We have got to have a great awakening. WorldMinistries.org, WorldMinistries.org, WorldMinistries.org. Join Eagle Saving Nations today. Help us get into the stadiums. Pastor Eggers, we saw all forms of healings, deliverance, demons coming out, everything in Colombia. Repentance, salvation, dancing, singing, worshiping as people were getting right with God and doing battle now in that nation to turn it back to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy that information? Amen. Everybody is shaking their head, yes, or raising their hand. You know, people that love truth, people that love truth love God. God is the God of truth. Why did he send me and have me resign from my areas of responsibility in law enforcement and other things and career and being an entrepreneur and a businessman clear back in 85 to wake up the church, to warn the church? Issachar. We need to be under an Issachar. Your pastor is like an Issachar. She's speaks the truth. She brings people in, apostolic prophetic, to speak the truth so we could be aware and not be taken as victims, so we can prosper and not be defeated. And that's what the church can be if we understand it. The Bible says 2 billion people are going to die in the book of Revelation. And who are going to die? The enemies of Christ. If you're under the blood, if you're under the blood, if you're in right relationship, you don't have to be afraid. If you're in right relationship. The 10 plagues, Pharaoh kept hardening his heart, hardening it until the last severe plague. Can we repent before it gets so severe? Do millions of people have to die? See, that's the love of God that gives the warnings all over America and all over the world. I'm traveling the nation in every nation giving the warnings, trying to get us into the stadiums for a national revival. Some nations are going to come under Jesus Christ and become a sheep nation. And they won't be led by leaders that are tyrants like Mussolini's. Other nations will not. And they're going to face a terrible time before the Lord returns. Christians are going to face a terrible time. They're going to be the enemy. Disinformation. The other side is trying to make you and I the information, the enemy right now. You know it. They're trying to take God out of America. They don't want anything of God spoken. Man, we've got to rise up and turn this thing around. America was founded for Jesus Christ to be a beacon on the hill. We can lead a great awakening. And that's what Eagle Saving Nations are all about. We see miracles everywhere we go. We see healings everywhere we go. I'm talking about just healings, miracles. Everything you can think of. This one lady in Bogota had been bleeding hard for 6 months. They said, the relatives, let us take you to the hospital. She said, no, you take me to those meetings. Bleeding, cancer. She was instantly healed. Instantly. We had healings all over the place. Because as people get right with God, as faith arises, Pentecost, the power of God comes down. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Amen?
That's the gospel. That's the gospel.
So if you're watching on radio or listening on radio, watching on television, social media, don't be afraid, but be under the blood. You know what's going on. If you're in the news at all, you know what's going on. They're coming against the church, anything that's righteous. They want to stop the truth so they can take over. We need a great awakening. We need a great awakening. We can have it if you'll rise up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.